Blog Talk Radio.
This is your morning wake-up call.
Awaken your intellectual process with the nature of your well-being. Open your sleepy eyes and rise from the laziness of a lethargic mind to 10 minutes of get up and get your day started in a positive direction that begins with a smile on your face. Now, it may be funny, cool, or inspiring, but it will not be tiring. Because if it's bringing you down, you don't need it around. So, drop the negative thought, whatever it may be, and let's get it cracking on the positive. Open your intellectual process to the true spiritual nature of your being, and your conscious awareness will realize wisdom. Now, move your body as we practice mental karate to keep it cracking all day long.
It's that black guy,
Taki Hicks, with a mission to inspire and empower the will to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. Let's get cracked.
Good morning, everybody. It's your boy, Taki Hicks, in the mix once again, January 23rd, 2015. I don't know about you, but I am very, very glad it's Friday. It's been a long, long week, and I'm just ready to get this thing over with. A lot went down this week. Anyways, I want to share something that came to me while playing with my dog. Which is strange. It's a lesson I learned about money, and I learned it while playing with my dog, believe it or not. And, well, we have a little terrier, you know, and when we got the dog, the people told us, well, you got to make sure you play with this dog often. This is one of those type of dogs that has to play quite often. And I was like, great, my kids love to play quite often, and that was like a perfect match. I had no idea. This dog will get up and whine to be played with at 3 o'clock in the morning. Seriously. He will, I ain't gonna even go into some of the episodes we have had with this dog and his excessive desire, obsession to play all the time. But while playing with the dog, one of the things I learned is he likes to you and run and have you chase him. That's one of his favorite things to do. So what I've learned while playing with this dog is in relation to money. Now, what I learned is, just like money, if you chase this dog, he will always run from you. And that's an interesting fact. If you catch this, this will help you in your relationships to money as well. I found out, as long as I was chasing him, he kept running. Same thing with money. When we're focused on money and we're chasing it, and all we can think about is money and how much of it we don't have and how much of it we want and how can we get some more, we're actually causing money to distance itself from us, to run away from us. And then the other thing I learned is I could lock him in his cage and I'll have him there and I won't have to worry about chasing him. But then I find if I leave him in the cage and he doesn't get this playtime out that he desperately needs, he'll pretty much die. Now, this fact as well has a direct correlation to money also. If you try to hold on to your money, hoard your money, and you're saying things like, oh, that costs too much, or they're charging too much, or I don't want to pay that, I want to hold, you're trying to hold on this money, you're trying to keep that money in a cage, just like my dog, and eventually the dog dies. It doesn't get the chance to exercise itself, it doesn't get the chance to grow and do all the things that it wants to do in life. So I guess my closing statement would be to treat your money like it's just a tool. It's energy. And it's energy that we use to get other things, but you can't have that energy locked in. You can't hold on to it. You can't hoard it. You need to let it flow in your life. If you let it flow and you're buying things and it comes back to you, it's like the ocean, the waves of the ocean. It goes out, but it always comes back to you. Taki Hicks, I'm out of time. I can't go as deep as I would like to on that subject, but take that with a grain of salt. Enjoy your weekend. Hit me up on my show tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. Conversations with Intelligent Black Men or People. And hit me up on my site, workwithtaki.com, sponsored by fishstickbudget.com. And that's it. Please enjoy your weekend. Be safe and do your thing. Keep it cracking all day long. And I'm going to do the same and hit you on the flip side, baby. I'm out once again. Peace.
That's a wrap.
It's on. Crack.
You.
Crack.
You.
Crack.
You. Get up and get your day started right in a positive